Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Eva Longoria. Tonight's review, sports briefs.
Oh boy.
Where do I even start with these performance mesh boxer briefs? These boxer briefs are like a magician's trick. You know the one where you go, where did that rabbit come from? So if you're looking for underwear that not only performs well, but also gives your package the attention it deserves, then look no further. 5 stars, Nicolicious. Shop the perfect gift this holiday season on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler. To Russia, to the economy under sanctions, severe sanctions, Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution is my guide. PBS headline in these last days, Russia's slowing wartime economy pushes Kremlin to increase taxes and fees. The Kremlin needs money to keep its finances steady, and it's clear where President Putin intends to get it, an increase in value-added tax, VAT, 22% from 20, expected to add as much as 1 trillion rubles, that's $12.3 billion, to the state budget. The increase is contained in legislation making its way through Russia's parliament. Michael, a very good evening to you. You've been talking about the shortfall in the budget for some time. As the price of oil declines, the gap in the budget climbs. It doesn't look like they have a fix. It looks like they're slowly turning up the taxes. Does it fill the gap, or are they still behind? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. It doesn't fill the gap for a much, much bigger reason. There is this old traditional American saying since the Reagan administration, maybe even before, that the best remedy against budget deficit is economic growth. Because when economy grows, you have even at the same tax rates, you collect more revenues and you close the budget gap. So the problem in Russia is not even fiscal. The problem is overall economic growth. They've exhausted their sources of growth. They have labor shortages. They have capital shortages. They have high expenditures on the war. They have high expenditure on social programs. And because of that, they have the budget deficit, which by our standards is small, 2-3% of GDP. But it's very, very difficult for them to close because they cannot borrow. And now they have this bad news. And the bad news is that the economic growth is slowed down to a halt. The latest for the third quarter of 2025 is that the economy grew annualized on the annual basis only 0.6%, which is close to stagnation, close to no growth. In the fourth quarter, they expect even lower growth. The central bank says, no, the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of the Economy, which are saying to 0.6%, they're wrong because it is 0.4%. So the central bank gives even lower estimate of the third quarter of 2025. One way or another, the growth doesn't exist now, and it is stagnation, and they have to raise taxes. So the first, they raise consumer taxes, consumption taxes. The value-added tax is a sales tax. So they raise it from 20% to 22%. On businesses, they reduce the minimum at which this tax applies. So it used to be like $40 million of gross revenues. Now it's down to $10 million in gross revenues. And so they tax small businesses, medium-sized businesses, which tax their own customers. So it's a consumption tax. Then they increase an array of fees and charges and whatnot. It all adds up. So, yes, the only thing that they can finance their war effort and all their obligations is to squeeze the taxpayers.
Last time we talked, they had 3 customers for their oil: China, India, and Turkey. Is that still the case? And what are the discounts that they need to give up to sell to those 3 customers?
Here is a great experiment. Since on October 22nd, the Trump administration imposed sanctions on 2 major Russian oil producers, and the 2 others major producers were sanctioned by the Biden administration, and so you have 87% of Russian oil exports under sanctions. So what happens? On November 21st, sanctions become effective. There was a 1-month grace. Now oil prices at which Russia sells fall down to the bottom. The bottom was 30. The bottom was, of course, the discount was $39 per barrel when Europe imposed the oil embargo in the late 22. So in early 23, it was a huge discount. But then the market stabilized and the average discount was about $12.5 per barrel less from the benchmark Brent oil. Now, the discount suddenly widened, and now India, China, and Turkey, the three major buyers of Russian oil, extract high discount. Now the discount of oil which goes from the Black Sea is $36 per barrel. The discount for oil which goes from the Baltic Sea is $38 per barrel. And now Russian oil sells very, very cheap. And the discount will be narrow again later. Prices will go up. But now Russia is losing, and now Russia is making concerned seaborne oil exports about $1 billion a week, and it used to make $1.25 billion a week. So it's kind of 27% lower than it used to be. So sanctions are working, and they hit Russian budget.
There's a worldwide reported glut of oil, and it affects our oil producers as well. So is Russia suffering because of a worldwide glut? And is that on purpose or an accident because people are driving less?
It's a shale revolution. It's the United States is now producing the largest world producer of oil in the world. Crude oil, the United States is forecast to produce 14 million barrels per day in 2026. And there is a huge oil glut. The International Energy Agency projects that the total oil supply in 2026 will be 108 million barrels per day, and they're saying that it will be the glut, the surplus will be from 2 to 4 million barrels per day of the supply above the demand. So yes, oil will be cheaper. Now there is deregulation by the Trump administration, so offshore oil in the what used to be called the Gulf of Mexico, now the Gulf of America, and the Alaska oil now will be more produced. So there will be oil glut, and Russian oil will be very cheap. Or was this discount?
They can't close the budget gap. Now, they're not the U.S. They can't print dollars. What do they do? How do they handle this?
Oh, they can't borrow. The United States borrows. The United States is the best borrower in the world, and foreigners are buying U.S. debt, domestic banks are buying. So the Russians are forcing their banks to buy their debt, but generally they're now spending their sovereign wealth fund. They have about $32 to $33 billion of gold and renminbi assets that they can sell, and they close the gap, but this is a limited amount. So this can last them for another year and a half. After that, they will have to raise taxes again.
Can they sell their gold? Will that help?
Oh, yeah, they can sell their gold. That's what they're doing. That's their best assets now, yes. But that's a limited amount. That's a limited resource.
And so week by week, as we report through the rest of the year, the budget gap will be growing. They'll have fewer resources. And is there an end date where this ends in catastrophe, or they can take this forever?
Well, they can take it for a long time because the population is pliant. They right. They can increase price taxes, but of course, it's not forever.
Michael Bernstein, watching the sanctions, which are biting very deep right now, that discount, that is not something they can ever make up. They fall behind, they stay behind. Michael Bernstein's at the Hoover Institution. This is CBS Eye on the World.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. except where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.